Good morning. What a right fine day out there it is, I'll tell you. Just a gorgeous day. Great day to be alive. Got to be smarter than the headset here. I don't think I am. It's good to be gathered together here on sacred and holy ground. Sacred and holy ground. This ground has been set aside for God's use. Led by the Spirit. So what we need to do is we need to empty ourselves. We need to put aside all our thoughts about what we're doing this afternoon, what's got to be done this week. Put aside all those thoughts of the things that are haunting you, chasing you, weighing you down. Just cast those cares on Him right now. And just say, okay, Lord, whatever it is you want, I'm open to receive it. Just ask the Holy Spirit into your heart right now. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And dear Heavenly Father, truly we give you thanks for all the blessings that you've given to us. And we gather together here in this place on sacred and holy ground to worship you and to praise you as a witness to one another, to our families, to our neighbors, indeed to the world, that we are your children called by your name, and that we gather to lift high the name of Jesus, to give you honor and glory and praise, for you alone are worthy. So we pray, Lord, that what we do here today is pleasing unto you and anointed by your Spirit. We pray, Lord, that you would truly bless us, use us as you see fit, and fill us with love for one another, and especially with love for you, for we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. And the peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
Church, as you make your way back to your seats, I offer a warm welcome to all present this morning, and especially any visitors. Do we have any visitors here this morning? Any visitors? Well, if you don't want to raise your hand now, but you would like to get some information about our church or you have some particular questions, please see an usher. You can see me, the pastor, Diane Runser, our organist, basically anyone. So, again, we do welcome all of our visitors. A reminder to please sign the registration tablet in the red folder. It's located in your pew. Pass it to others and then bring it back to the center aisle. If you have a prayer request this morning, we have 3x5 index cards in those red folders. Please complete those cards and put them in the clear holder at the end of the pew. Our memory verse for May, it is printed at the top center of your bulletin, and I would ask now that you recite it twice through with me. Our May memory verse is Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. We have a variety of announcements, and we have some folks that are also going to make some announcements, and I will highlight them. First, we'll hear from Jack Osterman. First, we'll hear from Diane Runser, our music director.
Just so I can get back down there. I know I change hats, but just very briefly, on the clipboard, on the bottom of the front page, we need someone to handle crafts for one Sunday on Father's Day for the one-room Sunday school. And we are thinking about having the materials there to just make Father's Day cards for the kids. So we just basically need someone to supervise and help the children with their craft. So if you were able to help with that, if you would sign your name on the bottom of this front sheet, there are some other items on there. Look, and if you have already signed up for something, could you put contact information on there so I don't have to go looking it up in the directory? Okay, thank you.
Morning, church. I just wanted to share with you some updates on the work trip. It is progressing very well. I sent the materials in for order yesterday, and just wanted to bring you up to speed as far as the donations. But before I say that, we had one very large donation that came in, actually even prior to us knowing what our project was going to be this year. A very generous donation that came in from someone. And right now, and as of the last Sunday, we have $3,965.50 that goes toward the $4,000 we need. So I don't think it takes a genius to figure out that we're very, very close to what we needed for our budget. But I wanted to make sure that you, as an individual, know that any dollar amount that you would wish to contribute, it doesn't have to do with the fact that we're going to reach our goal. If we exceed our goal, that money will be put to good use at some point in time for our missions. But if you haven't yet and want to, there are forms in the Narthex that you can fill out in honor, in memory, or to the glory of God for a particular material. I guarantee you that your name, your loved one's name, will be put on that part before it's put into the build. You will always be a part of that. That name will always be a part of that family. We had an opportunity to talk to Janet recently, trying to find out some information about the kids. She is beyond excited. Not only is she getting a new member to her family, but she's going to have more space for all of them to be able to live in. And it's only because of your support. Through 25 years of support, at first service, I realized that the flowers on the altar are for Rick Sims. This is in his memory. Rick was an integral part of making lives change, not only in Philippi, but here in our church. I thank you for the support that you've continued to give in his memory. With regards to the kids, for Alex and Isaiah, the sizes have been printed into your bulletin, and I believe they're also in the newsletter. They will be in the upcoming newsletter. There's a basket in the Narthex underneath the poster if you wish to contribute anything to the boys. We were blessed this past week. We had a dresser that got a phone call for some folks that I didn't even realize came to our church. We are now sitting behind them, and they made a contribution. Patty and I went out and picked it up. It's here at the church. We're ready to go. I am still interested in getting an open shelf unit. If you would like to buy an open shelf unit or contribute money toward that, this would be a perfect vehicle to do it. My understanding from a 16-year-old boy's standpoint is he might not be as interested in putting things in that dresser as he would be in throwing them on a shelf. So that's kind of where I'm going with that. Again, we continue to covet your prayers, the support that you've given to us. Come the early part of next month, Patty will be up here sharing with you how you can help us with food and food items. She also noticed last evening when we were at the alternative service that there was going to be coffee hour after each service. And she is always thinking, God bless her, that's why I love her so much. We brought the DVD of last year's work trip that Josh Berger was able to put together for us, and it's in the parlor. If you take some time after the service, go in and have some refreshments and give yourself a look on the screen. There are some very funny moments there. It's also the idea that all of that happened in a 2.5-day period, and you get a chance to see how that team put it on the ground for us last year. Again, we covet your prayers. We covet your support. And I just want to say thank you from Patty and I, and God bless you.
Thank you, Jack. Jack and Patty have coordinated our work trip. That is our mission trip to Philippi, West Virginia. There is detailed information in the bulletin, and as Jack mentioned, in coffee hour today, there is a video that you can take a look. Just a few quick reminders. Our youth camp fundraiser, the Hoagies, if you ordered a Hoagie for the month of May, they are available today for pickup. If you have not paid, we would ask that you also pay today. Again, Hoagies are available today. Also a reminder, graduation Sunday is fast approaching, June 4th. High school or college students, the information is needed today, if possible, no later than tomorrow morning into the church office. So if you or someone that you know is a graduate and would like to be included in our celebration for June 4th, please get that information in ASAP. And I would now ask that you turn your hearts and your minds to worship. I did neglect to mention that the numbers in the bulletin for our songs this morning are incorrect due to an email technical error. So if you do take a look at both sides of our lectern and our pulpit, those numbers are correct, 2149, 408, and number 402. And I'll also remind you as we prepare to sing. And now I would ask that you stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you.
Rejoice in the Lord, the King of Christ, and give thanks to God's holy name.
I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Our hymn of praise is in our Black Praise Book, number 2149. Please join us now.
Thank you.
seated.
Okay. Give me five. Five. Who loves you? Jesus loves you. Bunches and bunches. Go get a helper. Somebody to help you. One person. Somebody you trust. Okay. Come on up here. Bring your helper. Come on up here. Up here. Okay. All right, I want you to close your eyes, and I want the helper to take their hands. The helpers don't close their eyes, okay? Take the hands of the person, okay? Now, take them all the way to the back, and then bring them back up here. Got to keep your eyes closed. Just follow your helper. Don't peek. No peeking. Watch out for that car. No. No peeking. Okay, bring them back up here. There's an alligator in front of you. Wait, no. No peek. Good girl. Good. Now, you and your helper go and get three hymnals. Okay, got three hymnals? Okay, now you and your helper put those hymnals back. Okay, one more thing. Come down here. Take your helper's hands, both hands, and turn in a circle three times. Okay. Your helper was God's Holy Spirit, because that's what the Holy Spirit does for us. Guides us and directs us in the way that we should go, helps us do work, and dances with us. God's Spirit is always with us, no matter where we go and what we do. So learn to trust in the Holy Spirit, and ask God for that Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you would send your Holy Spirit into our lives right now, into our hearts, to guide us and to teach us. We ask this in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said,
Amen.
Amen.
Seeking to rise no more, but
That beautiful medley. Our word of God this morning is from the first letter of Peter, chapter 3, verses 13 through 22, the Revised Standard Version. The Bible can be found in your pew. Hear Peter's words. Now, who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is right? But even if you do suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled, but in your hearts reverence Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who calls you to account for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and reverence, and keep your conscience clear, so that when you are abused, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing right, if that should be God's will, than for doing wrong. For Christ also died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who formerly did not obey when God's patience waited in the days of Noah, during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were saved through water. Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a clear conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers subject to him. Here ends Peter's letter. I would now ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to give back to you just a small portion of that which you have blessed us with. And we ask, God, that you would bless and multiply these offerings. Use them as you see fit, Lord, for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ to a hurting world. Bless both gift and giver, those who are able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please join us now for hymn number 408 in your red hymnal.
Please be seated. Joys. What joys do we want to share today? Tumor is shrinking? Okay, praise Lord, and all your planting is done. Your son graduated college yesterday. You guys don't look old enough to have a son that old. Other joys. 5 more days of snow. No, that's joys. We're doing joys now, not concerns. That is a joy. Jessica. Okay. Okay.
Kara had a baby girl yesterday.
Okay. Abby.
And lots of hair.
Kara, the baby's picture was on Facebook. Lots of hair. Abby.
Indoor plumbing.
Yeah, thank you. Indoor plumbing, yes, a joy.
For a wonderful Bible study with Steve Mannion on Thursday nights.
Okay, great Bible study on Thursday nights with Steve Mannion. Open to everybody. 7 o'clock Thursday nights. Sunday school teachers survived another year. They get the summer off, and I will do 3 Sunday schools during the summer, 1 each month. Just 1 Sunday, I'll have a 1 classroom Sunday school lesson. Involve all the kids, and then we'll have a craft, some refreshments, just to get some continuity, keep the kids going, and hopefully keep them coming back in the fall. Other joys? Okay, how many of you, what?
Family and friends.
Family and friends. How many of you slept under a roof last night? Okay. How many of you got here in a car? How many of you had something to eat before church today? Okay, how many of you own deodorant? How many of you wish the person next to you used it? Well, for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord.
concerns. We want to pray for Christine, who's on some hard times. Keep Christine in your prayers, and pray for Bill. Fell down a flight of steps and banged up pretty bad. He's in ICU. So pray for Bill and Christine. Let's pray for our custodian, Stoyan. Stoyan's last day was Wednesday. He'll be gone for a couple months. He has to have his Achilles heel operated on. He's wearing a big boot. And in the meantime, he has to go back to
Yugoslavia
to help his mother move from one nursing home to another nursing home, which is about 1,000 miles away. His mother's in very poor health. He needs to do that, he said. Stoyan has a lot on his plate. Very religious man, very godly. So please keep Stoyan in your prayers. Let's pray for David and Doris and Cheryl. God knows those details. Okay, 22-year-old girl that was killed this morning, so her family. 22 years old, killed in a car accident in Bethel Park. Tragedies happen every day. Okay, those who are involved in an abusive situation. Yep, and all that that means, the lasting effects that abuse can have on people. All those who are traveling, pray for those who are traveling. Let's pray for our church, that we'd be all that God wants us to be. Pray for our country and our country's leaders, whether you like them or not, pray for them. Biblical. Okay, so we want to pray for a little baby who's having difficulty. Okay. And all those who are under attack with cancer, which we've named a few. Anybody else? Yeah, there was pictures of that on Facebook. It was... car was absolutely demolished. Eric has got a long road to recovery. So if you have an unspoken request, raise your hand. God sees that hand, and God knows the details. God knows everything. So for all of these concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, we give you thanks. Blessed be your holy name. And Lord, we lift up into the light and love of your presence all of these requests made known here today, spoken and unspoken. For we believe, God, help our unbelief. We believe that you're greater than any problem that anybody has. And so we lift up to you Christine and Bill and Stoyan and David and Doris and Cheryl. 22-year-old girl's family. And Lord, it's our prayer that she knew Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. We lift up to you Eric and his family. A little baby, Lord, who's suffering physically. All those dealing with cancer, God, all those involved in the treatment of cancer, we lift them up to you. We lift up to you our country and our country's leaders, our church. All those who are stuck in an abusive situation, Lord, suffering the results of abuse. We pray, Lord, for those who are battling addiction and their family and friends as well. Bless Pastor Stephen and the youth ministry. Traveling mercies, Lord, for everyone. And God, we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand for the reading of the gospel. This is from the book of John, chapter 14, beginning with verse 15. Let us hear the word of the Lord. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you and be with you forever, to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Grant us understanding and application. Please be seated. You know, John 14, I said it last week. I quote John 14 quite a lot. And it's a very powerful chapter. Has a lot of messages in there for you and me. John 14, verse 15 is one that I quote right up at the top with a lot of scriptures. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will obey my commandments. If you love me, you will obey my commandments." You know, and we all tend to say, "Well, I love Jesus, you know, and I do what he tells me." And we think that, you know, coming to church and reading our Bible once in a blue moon and maybe hanging out with some other Christians, maybe going on the mission trip, maybe giving to special causes, we think that that's all there is to it. But there is more to it than that. You know, last week we talked about John chapter 14, verse 22, which Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing." You know, and how awesome is that to think that we can be Jesus to the world, that we can do the things that he did. It's just awesome. But that's what the Word of God says. So today, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Well, James chapter 2 says that faith without works is dead. So we can't say that we love Jesus, that we have faith in Jesus, that we believe in Jesus, if we're not doing the works, if we're not keeping in the commands, and we're not obeying Jesus. See, the world revolves around Jesus, not around us. So I guess the thing we have to ask ourselves is this. What are Jesus' commands? I've got just a few of them here for you. Just a few. Repent. Repent. You know that thing that you're doing? That feeling, that temptation that you gave into, that anger that you gave into, that thing that you're doing that you know is not in keeping with God, that sinful thing, Jesus says repent, which means it's over here, you're going this way. You're turning 180 degrees and you're walking away from that sinful thing. You are telling God, "I am sorry, I will not do that anymore. It's what I choose. Choose not, I repent of that." Number two, Jesus said to follow him. And when he said to follow him, he meant lock, stock, and barrel. He meant that we had to love him more than we love our wife or husband, children, grandchildren. We've got to love him more than we love life itself. And Jesus said, if you want to be my follower, you've got to pick up your cross daily and follow me. You have to eat my flesh and drink my blood. Follow me. Another commandment he gave us is to rejoice. To rejoice no matter what's going on in your life. To rejoice. And you know why he told us to rejoice? For one, it gives a great witness to the world that we can rejoice no matter what's going on. Even when the world's falling apart around us, we rejoice. And people say, "How can he do that? How can she do that?"
because they have Jesus. And then they want what we have. And we can rejoice because this world's not our home. Because no matter what we're going through, it's just temporary anyways. Jesus said we should also let our light shine for him in all that we do. You know, no city on the hill can hide its light. We're not to light a candle and then put it under a bushel. But we are to let our lights for Jesus shine. To do what we do, to do our good deeds in the light so that the whole world will give God the glory. Let your light shine for Jesus. People think you're going to be a Christian fanatic? That's okay. That's okay. Be a fool for Christ. Jesus said to be reconciled to others. The Bible says don't come up to the altar. Don't bring a gift to the altar. Don't come up to the altar for communion if you're holding a grudge and you have a problem with somebody else. First, go and be reconciled to them and then come up. See, because when we come up to the altar, we're accepting the fact that God reconciled us to him through the death of his son, Jesus Christ. He did all that for us. He forgave us. He forgave us of our sins. When we deserve death for it, and he forgave us. So we can't go up there and say, well, I'm going to take the gift you're offering me, but I'm not going to do what you told me to do. No, Jesus said, be reconciled. Do not lust, not after anything. And keep your word is another commandment from Jesus. Keep your word. Don't swear by the hair on your head, by your mother's grave, or anything else. Just let your word be yes or no and keep it. Be a person of your word because you're a Christian. And he said, go the second mile. If somebody asks you for help and they want you to go with them a mile, go with them too. If somebody asks you for help, they want your coat, give them your coat, your hat, your gloves. Then smother people with love. Overcome evil with good. Go the second mile. And that usually calls for sacrifices on our part, but that's what Jesus said to do. Jesus said to love your enemies. Don't stoop down to their level. Do not repay evil with evil. You know, if you want to drive your enemies crazy, you just want to really, let's say that I and Lonnie are our enemies. And I say, how you doing, brother? Man, it's good to see you. God loves you, man. I love you too. Anything I can do to help you, just let me know. I'm praying for you. And he's thinking, oh, that just drives me nuts. I hate that guy, you know. Bible says that I'm heaping coals of fire on his head when I treat him with love and kindness. So Jesus said, forgive your enemies. Jesus said, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, take care of the sick, visit those who are in prison. And if you yourself are not doing it, you need to support somebody who is. Support the church who has that ministry. But we need to be involved in doing that. Jesus also said we are to ask, seek, and knock. Ask, seek, and knock. Work at your... Lost you there for a second, sorry. Ask, seek, and knock. Work at your salvation with trembling. Don't rest on your laurels. What you've done in the past is in the past. We can't say it's good enough. I've been a good enough Christian. I've done enough. Ask, seek, and knock. Continue to seek after the Lord. Continue to seek the heaven of God's heaven first. Seek ye the kingdom first, and all these other things will be added unto you. Ask, seek, and knock. He said, fear not. Fear not. Don't be afraid. No matter what you're going through, do not be afraid. Because if you're afraid, it means you don't trust me. God says in Philippians 4:19 that I will meet all your needs according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. With God, all things are possible. If God be for us, who can be against us? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God's saying, trust in me. I don't break my promises, so don't fear. And then he said, forgive. It goes back to reconcile. It goes back to love your enemies. forgive. And we say it in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. But I can't forgive so-and-so. They hurt my child. They hurt me. They slandered me. They did this. They stole off me, whatever. Yeah, you can choose to forgive them. I got some good news coming up for you. But you can choose to forgive them. Choose forgiveness. Choose to turn the other cheek. Do not repay evil with evil. Repay evil with good. Forgive. He said also to worship. Do not forsake the gathering together. Jesus worshiped all the time. Took his disciples to worship. Talked about worship. Worshiping is important because it establishes who we are in this world. It establishes in our lives the fact that it's all about Jesus, not about us. We need to worship. And he said to pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray all the time. Pray about everything. All kinds of prayer. Jesus prayed every day. He prayed far into the night. He prayed up on the mountain. He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed and fasted. He prayed in the temple. He was in the temple almost every day. He prayed for people. He prayed with people. Baptize every nation. The Great Commission. Matthew 28, Jesus said to go ye therefore into the whole world and baptize every nation in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and teach them to obey everything that I have commanded you. Well, we're talking about John 14, 15. And Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments. And if we're going to baptize every nation and teach them to obey everything that Jesus said, that means they have to love him too. Well, you can't force people to be baptized. If I were to take Barbot, drag her out to the river, and plunge her under the water three times and say, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and she didn't want to be, she'd say, it was just water. But if she sees Jesus in me and I talk to her about Jesus and I introduce her to Jesus and she says yes, she repents and she asks Jesus into her heart. Now she loves Jesus. She wants to be baptized. And now she'll learn what Jesus commanded her. And where do you learn what Jesus commanded us? Bible. It's all in the Bible. It's all written down there. That's where we learn what Jesus wants us to do. So that's what it means to be a Christian. And the proof is in the pudding. This is good pudding. This is good pudding. How do you know, Brian, that that's good pudding?
I don't know the answer.
Where's the proof that that's good pudding?
By tasting it.
By tasting it. You got to taste it. The proof is in the pudding. You're a Christian. You love Jesus. The proof is it by what you do. And not just here and there, not just once in a while, but what you do all the time. The proof is in the pudding. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments. That's verse 15. Verse 16, now I'm not going any further than this, okay, but verse 16 begins with the word and, which connects that verse with the previous one. And he says, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father to send you another counselor, a helper who will be with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit. If we love Jesus, God sends his Holy Spirit to us to help us. Like with the kids, you know, to help them do things. But to help us do what? Everything. To help us to do all those commands that Jesus gave us. All you have to do is love the Lord. Love Jesus. Ask him into your heart. And I tell you, the Holy Spirit comes into your life and helps you to do everything that Jesus has commanded us. Reminds us of everything that Jesus said. Reminds us of everything that Jesus did. Now, it's not like we're without responsibility because we've got to read the Word of God to be reminded of it. And we have no excuse for not reading it because we have plenty of Bibles, we've got an education, and we have people willing to teach us. But that's what it means to be a Christian every day of our lives. There was a little old lady named Ruth. And Ruth, she lived in a little house in a small town, and she had a small check that came in every month. And so she lived a very meager existence. But it was okay with Ruth. She got by. She was a good lady. One day, Ruth goes out to the mailbox, like she does every day. She goes out to the mailbox, looks in there, and there was an envelope. And it had her name on it. It simply said Ruth. There was no address, no return address, no forwarding ad, nothing. No stamp, just Ruth. She took the envelope out, and she opened it up and took out a letter, and there was a short note on there, and it said, "Dear Ruth, I'm coming to visit you tomorrow. Signed, Jesus." Man, she just like, wow. And she read it again and again and again, and she said, "I can't believe this, but it must be so. I'm so excited. Jesus is coming to see you tomorrow. I've got to get ready." And she dashed into the house, and she looked around in her cupboards and her fridge, and she didn't have much. She had a little bit of leftovers, some stale bread and a few crackers, a couple cookies, a couple cans of vegetables. There were some pickles, not much at all. What was she going to do? She says, I'll go to the store and buy something fit for a king. And so she looked in her purse, and there was only a couple dollars in there, so she broke her piggy bank. There were only a few more dollars in there, but she went to the store anyways. It was a brisk, windy day, but she didn't mind the walk. She was excited, and she went to the store, and she bought some meat and cheese and bread. And she even got a little bit of milk. She thought, this will have to do, and it was all she could afford. And so she took her bundle, and she was headed home. When she got partway home, when she heard somebody calling out, excuse me, ma'am, we need help. And she turned around, and there was a young man and a woman standing there. The young man, he said, this is my wife, and we haven't had anything to eat in a while, and we have no shelter, and we need your help. Could you help us, please? Ooh, they were dirty. And they stunk. And she said, you know, I don't have any money. I just spent everything I had. She goes, I'm sorry. And they said, well, that's okay. If you had something to eat, anything to eat, would be. She goes, I'm sorry, but I have important company coming tomorrow. I don't have anything to share with you. And they said, that's all right. We understand. And she turned around to walk away, and she heard somebody crying, and she looked back, and the man was hugging his wife, and she was crying, making faces. Are you losing me here? Sound okay? All right, but it turned down. All right. So she was crying. So the woman, her heart broke, and Ruth went back there, and she gave them her bag of groceries. And she took her coat off and she put it around the woman's shoulders. And she says, here, you need this more than I do. I've got another coat at home. And they thanked her profusely. And she went her way. She thought, I'll figure something out, you know. But she felt good. And so she got home and she cleaned the house and put out her best stuff. And she went to bed all excited that night. The next day she got up, looked around. Everything was just perfect. She knew she was going to have to use every scrap of leftover food that she had, but it would have to do. So she went out to the mailbox to get her mail as usual, and there was another envelope inside there with her name on it, just her name, Ruth. And she opened it up, and it said, "Dear Ruth, it was nice visiting with you yesterday. I really appreciated the food and the coat. Love you, Jesus." Loving Jesus and obeying his commands is in the everyday things that we do. Matthew 25 says, that which we do unto the least of these, you do unto me, Jesus said. So, obeying his commands, yep, they're in the Bible. We should study it, learn what they are. We should ask the Holy Spirit to help us, to guide us and direct us, so that in our relationships with each other, with our family, with our neighbors, co-workers, with the stranger on the street, we can be a reflection of Jesus Christ in everything that we do. That's what it means to be a Christian. That's what it means to love Jesus. God loves you, and so do I. So let's stand and sing with some gusto, "Lord, I Want to Be a Christian." Well, to be more like Jesus, we need the Holy Spirit's help. So, dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you would pour out your Spirit upon us. We pray, O Holy Spirit, that you would come into our hearts and guide us and direct us from this day and forevermore. We ask it in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen.